Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. And now Washington's closest allies have condemned U.S. President Donald Trump for his reaction to violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Now, those who criticized Trump include the British Premier. Theresa May spoke out after Trump repeated his view that the white nationalists and counter-protesters were equally to blame for the violence. She said far-right views should always be condemned. In Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel condemned the violence, calling it racist. The German Justice Minister Heiko Maas also accused Trump of trivializing racism. Experts at the UN Committee of Elimination of Racial Discrimination also urge U.S. authorities to punish the perpetrators of racist crimes in the country.
I think there is an issue here that needs to be addressed by President Trump and by all of the United States. And the issue I spoke to a little bit earlier, which is by saying that the legacy of slavery is still very evident throughout the United States and indeed in many other countries in the oppression of people of African descent. And I think that legacy now has another side. That's the message of white supremacy. There can be no white supremacy in a world that's free of racial discrimination, in a Charlottesville that's free of racial discrimination, or in a USA that's free of racial discrimination.
Quickly said, she is, quote, shocked and horrified by the events in Charlottesville. She also called for an independent investigation into the violence, saying prosecution alone will not be sufficient and that lessons need to be learned from the events. UN human rights experts said racism and xenophobia are on the rise in the U.S. And joining us for more on the story out of Norway is Mr. John Stepling, author and commentator. Hello, sir, and thank you for joining us on the program. Now, your thoughts on Donald Trump blasting protesters from both sides. And now, in all fairness, he didn't, you know, he actually went after saying that it was the people that caused violence on both sides was who he was, blasting. But he's gotten a lot of, attacks from politicians the world over. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it's pretty rich coming from Theresa May, I must say. But, I mean, there's a huge hypocrisy in all of this, in all of these criticisms. And there's a huge hypocrisy at work in much of the outrage in, sort of liberal America. The United States is currently supporting a fascist opposition in Venezuela, Leopoldo López. The U.S. was supporting, Takfiri fascists, if you want, in Syria. The United States supported, the removal of Aristide in Haiti and replaced him with former Tonton Macoute. The United States supported Tudjman and the fascist Croatians and the cessationists when Yugoslavia was broken apart. U.S. has a long history of supporting fascism. The British, Tory party has supported fascism as well. The British royal family supported fascism. Suddenly, people care about fascism and are criticizing it. I mean, the United Nations named Saudi Arabia as the head of their Human Rights Council. I mean, there is something really ludicrous about this. The U.S. Was founded on the twin pillars of slavery and, genocide of indigenous peoples. The slave labor was employed in the construction of America. The racism, institutional racism against black people in America goes on today. The police are occupying armies in black neighborhoods. None of this, people have been silent about this. Obama, oversees U.S. troops in a genocidal war against Yemen, and people are silent about it. So, on the one hand, yes, of course, the death of the woman in Charlotte was appalling. You have these moronic neo-Klansmen marching in a kind of, support of the Confederacy and so forth. But these people are not a significant force. I mean, the numbers are not really that significant. Was Trump's response inadequate? Yeah, no doubt. But I can't think of a president you know, maybe ever, who wasn't racist in the United States. You know, this is an acutely racist country. So the Charlottesville event becomes a kind of distraction. You know, given that the U.S. orchestrated a coup in Ukraine with a full-on Nazi party that they backed, courtesy of Hillary Clinton and Victoria Nuland and John McCain. So
what is it?
There's a strange hypocrisy at the core
John,
of all of it.
But John, what is it about Trump and his particular rhetoric? He's never said white is right and black and brown are wrong. But why do so many people interpret his make America great again as make America white again? Why has he appealed and resonated so much with the extreme far right in America? Or at least according to critics, I should say. According to critics.
Yeah. Well, I think he is, you know, he has pandered to the far right. There's no question about that, and he has provided them certainly a sense of empowerment, and we see this, you know, across the country. There is an increase in hate crime and attacks against, you know, people of color and you know, the homosexual community, queer community, transgender community, and so forth. So all of that's real, and he has pandered to that, and he has enthusiastically applauded you know, police violence and police excess. On the other hand, you know, a lot of what he says is less hypocritical probably than, you know, what Obama or Bill Clinton or George Bush said. The other thing that is happening is the media coverage of this is conflating what they are, these kind of meaningless terms, the alt-right and alt-left, as somehow being the same. And that both of the, you know, and that's kind of what Trump was saying as well. But it is the media that is manufacturing a narrative that suggests Charlottesville is some kind of unique event in American history, and that, you know, we see liberals holding hands with, you know, George Bush in decrying this and this kind of wringing of hands about how horrible it was. You know, it's low-hanging fruit. Sure, it was horrible. Nobody wants to support these goofy guys and Hitler haircuts and their tiki torches. But at the same time, as I say, you know, right this moment, the U.S. is supporting the fascist opposition in Venezuela and threatening regime change in
Venezuela.
Thanks,
John. We're out of time.
Threatening attack North Korea.
You know, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize, but thank you for joining us. We'll catch up later. Mr. John Stepling there joining us out of Norway, author and commentator.